This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Task force to finalize TOR for the Parliamentary Investigation Committee. Both houses to meet today. And Israel War Cabinet Minister vows to quit if there is no post-war plan for Gaza. Russia's glide bombs devastating Ukraine's cities. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the task force formed to draft the TOR regarding the Parliamentary Investigation Committee on the cooperative issues going on at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. The task force comprises Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Padam Giri, Jeevan Pariyar from Nepali Congress and Sisir Khanal from Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The ruling parties as well as the opposition parties had agreed on Saturday to form the investigation committee after days of consultation. The Nepali Congress had been continuously creating deadlocks in both the House of Representatives and National Assembly meetings demanding the formation of a parliamentary investigation committee on the cooperative cases. Similarly, the meeting of the House of Representatives has been postponed to 2 p.m. today due to the prolonging of the task force meeting to finalize the TOR of the Parliamentary Investigation Committee. Speaker Devraj Khemiri has been requested by the opposition leaders to commence the House only after the finalization of TOR. Likewise, the meeting of the National Assembly has also been postponed till 3:15 p.m. today. The meeting of the task force committee is still going on at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs at Singha Darbar. A mountainous country, Nepal has been long raising voice in the international forums on the impact of climate change on the Himalayas. As a result, after the UN Conference on Climate Change COP 28 held last year for the first time incorporated in its decision the impact of climate change on Himalayas and has been emphasizing on the effective implementation of the responses to lessen this impact. In this connection, Nepal is hosting an international dialogue on May 22 and 23 in Kathmandu to anchored this issue internationally under own leadership. Experts from 23 countries are participating in the two-day event that aims to strengthen coordination and prioritize mountain-centric priorities and actions within the broader context of climate change. The theme of the dialogue is Mountains, Peoples and Climate Change. More than 200 delegates from the mountainous countries, inclusive of Nepal and the island nations, the international community, development partners, the international non-governmental organizations, the private sectors, as well as the representatives of civil society will take part in the dialogue. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Maheshwar Thakal, said that the objective of this dialogue of experts on climate change issues is to prioritize and strengthen in a coordinated way works related to the mountain ecosystem based on climate change resilience. A 4-year-old boy and 37-year-old man have died while taking bath in a river at Kalimati 7 rural municipality in Salyan. According to District Police Office of Salyan, the bodies of two were found 1 kilometer away from their home during the investigation and were declared dead. The bodies have been sent to Nepalganj for post-mortem and for the investigation. Speaker of Bagmati Provincial Assembly Bhuvan Kumar Pathak has said that the parties have agreed to table the policies and programs of the provincial government for the fiscal year 2081-82 in the Provincial Assembly that will be held in the afternoon on May 27. Chief of Bagmati Province Yadav Chandra Sharma will read out the government's policies and programs at the meeting of the Provincial Assembly. Speaker Pathak has said that the meeting of the Provincial Assembly to be held this afternoon will hold discussions on principles and priorities of the policies and programs and the budget of the provincial government for the fiscal year 2081-82. The Gumti Ranitari Road, an alternative route to Damoli Jamuni underway, the Prithvi Raj Highway will be closed for traffic for the next 16 days. The road will remain closed until June 3 for upgrading of the road. Mukesh Kumar Yadav, sub-engineer of the Infrastructure Development Office, said that the road from Ranitari to Harspur has been closed. The road is being upgraded in Ward No. 3 and 7 of Miyagdi Rural Municipality and in Ranitari of Bias Municipality 5. According to sub-engineer Yadav, upgrading and expansion is taking place along the 9.452-kilometer road with 62% of the work completed so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz has threatened to resign unless Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sets out a post-war plan for the Gaza Strip. Mr. Gantz set an 8 June deadline for a plan to achieve 6 strategic goals, including the end of Hamas rule in Gaza and the establishment of a multinational civilian administration for the territory. The growing rift comes as fighting rages at both ends of the Gaza Strip, with Israeli forces operating in the southern city of Rafah and the northern town of Jabalia, one of Gaza's historic refugee camps, and an area the Israeli military previously said it had clear of Hamas fighters. Mr. Gantz was speaking just days after another war cabinet member, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, urged Mr. Netanyahu to state publicly that Israel had no plans to take over civilian and military rule in Gaza. Mr. Gallant said that he had raised the issues repeatedly for months but had received no response. Russia is increasingly using glide bombs, cheap but highly destructive ordnance, to advance its offensive in Ukraine. More than 200 of them are thought to have been used in just a week to pound Ukraine's northern town of Vovsank during Russia's current cross-border advance near Kharkiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky said 3,000 such bombs were dropped on the country in March alone. The mass use of glide bombs by Russia is a relatively recent development, one that has proven devastating for Ukrainian forces in recent months. A recent report by the Center for European Policy Analysis, CEPAS, said they were decisive in February's capture of one once heavily fortified key eastern town of Avdiivka. Russian forces are now using glide bombs to attack the northern city of Kharkiv. Ukraine has so far struggled to counter them. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi and Gandaki province and at a few places of hilly regions of the country and to occur at one or two places of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. There is possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a possible influence of western wind as well as the local air in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task force finalizing TOR for the Parliamentary Investigation Committee, both houses to meet today. And Israel War Cabinet Minister vows to quit if there is no post-war plan for Gaza. Russia's glide bombs devastating Ukraine's cities. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.